I knew I had to get out, and that was when Shimi came to me the first time. I think he'd been reading me all along, but even now, I don't know for sure, and neither does Dinky. All I know is that one night he came to my rooms and thought to me, I'll make a hole for you, Sai, if you want, and you can go boogie bye-bye. I asked him what he meant, and he just looked at me. It's funny how much a single look can say, isn't it? Don't insult my intelligence, don't waste my time, don't waste your own. I didn't read those thoughts in his mind, not at all. I saw them on his face.
Roland grunted agreement. His brilliant eyes were fixed on the turning reels of the tape recorder.
I did ask him where the hole would come out. He said he didn't know. I'd be taking luck of the draw. All the same, I didn't think it over for long. I was afraid that if I did, I'd find reasons to stay. I said, go ahead, Shimi, send me boogie bye-bye. He closed his eyes and concentrated, and all at once, the corner of my room was gone. I could see cars going by. They were distorted, but they were actual American cars. I didn't argue or question any more, I just went for it. I wasn't completely sure I could go through into that other world, but I'd reached a point where I hardly even cared. I thought dying might be the best thing I could do. It would slow them down, at least. And just before I took the plunge, Shimi thought to me, look for my friend Will Dearborn. His real name is Roland. His friends are dead, but I know he's not because I can hear him. He's a gunslinger, and he has new friends. Bring them here, and they'll make the bad folks stop hurting the beam, the way he made Jonas and his friends stop when they were going to kill me.